Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Rodrigo Londoño, leader of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, also known as FARC, has ordered a final ceasefire beginning today, part of a permanent deal with the government, ending one of the world's longest-running conflicts. Londoño was in Havana when he made the announcement, where the two sides have been negotiating for the past 4 years. Peace deal was reached this past week and finally ending 52 years of fighting between the Marxist rebels group and various Colombian governments. Earlier, Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos announced the military will end operations against the rebels today. The deal is expected to be put to a referendum next month. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Dhaka, Bangladesh today, discussing economic development, cooperation between the two countries, and counterterrorism. Visit comes 2 days after police in Bangladesh raided a militant hideout, killing the suspected mastermind of last month's deadly attack on a cafe in Dhaka. Also killed today, two other Islamist extremists. Mr. Kerry is on his first trip to Bangladesh as Secretary of State. Supporters of Gabonese President Ali Bongo and his chief rival Jean Ping are both claiming victory and alleging fraud in Gabon's presidential election. Official results of Saturday's voting won't be known until tomorrow. Gabon does not have a runoff system, so the candidate with the most votes in the 10-candidate field will win the election. A Ping victory would end a half-century of Bongo family rule. Ali Bongo succeeded his father, Omar Bongo. This is VOA News. Rebels backed by Turkey have made major gains in recent hours in northern Syria, expelling Kurdish-led forces from towns and villages as part of a determined campaign by Ankara to push the militants east of the Euphrates River. Meantime, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says his military is committed to fighting terrorism in Syria and Iraq. VOA asked Middle East scholar Anthony Billingsley of the University of New South Wales, which will be Mr. Erdogan's focus, the Islamic State or the Kurds, with whom his government has been at odds.
I think really his main focus is to stop the Kurds, because he's concerned about the contagion effect that the Kurds in Turkey will see the Kurds in Syria, with whom they have close ties, doing well, forming sort of a government. They've got an area called Rojava, which is being run almost on socialist or communist lines and seems to be doing reasonably well in the context.
Elsewhere in Syria, the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the Syrian government helicopters dropped 2 explosive-packed barrel bombs on a funeral over the weekend, just minutes apart in the Mahdi district of eastern Aleppo, killing at least 23. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says it is unacceptable now for European Union members to close their doors to refugees just because they're Muslims. Officials in Berlin say they expect to grant entry to as many as 300,000 migrants throughout all of 2016. They are mainly from Afghanistan, Iraq, and Syria. Merkel wants a quota system for the 28-member European Union to accept would-be immigrants. Brazil's suspended president, Dilma Rousseff, makes her final appeal today before the Senate in an impeachment trial many observers say will permanently remove her from office. Rousseff stands accused of violating budgetary laws that has denied any wrongdoing. At a public demonstration, Pedro Rodriguez says he opposes Rousseff because her government has not made life better for everyone. And Nieta da Silva says, we want Dilma, we want leaders who care about the Brazilian people. Rousseff, the first Brazilian female president, denied any wrongdoing and denounced opponents' efforts as a conspiracy to overthrow and undermine the country's democracy. Some sad news today from the world of music. Legendary Mexican singer-songwriter Juan Gabriel died Sunday near Los Angeles. He was 66. The 6-time Grammy nominee was a balladeer who sang of love and heartbreak.
That's the latest world news from VOA.